Yes, sir. I graduated December with a business administration degree. I was 3.43, right below 3.5.
Was it disappointing not winning the race?
No, not at all. It was, you know, I was just privileged to be there, really, even to be considered in the top 100 and then to be considered for the 17. And I was just privileged to be with that those type of elite players and, you know, considered for such a great award. Brian Leonard was well-deserving. He's a great guy, very intelligent, and they've had he's done a great thing there at Rutgers with Shiana.
Your education, is that the plan?
I think eventually, hopefully, depending on, you know, how the NFL works out or, you know, things like that, I'd like to maybe get my master's degree, but we'll go from there. I think it's just when they're asking guys to come play off the hash the way they are, you know, coming to the box. Safety is very important with the running backs, and that coming into the box and making plays. And when you have guys like Bob Sanders and Ed Reeds and the John Lynch, is just those type of guys that are making plays and making a difference in the game. I think it's really, really upped that position for us. It comes down to just kind of preparing for a track meet in a way. It's, you know, the 40, your jumps, your techniques and the position drills, because coaches are really going to be breaking that down, how you work, how your hips flow, you know, those type of things. Just really being the best on film I can be when it comes to being evaluated by the teams, NFLs. Haven't talked to too many with I've been able to have a chat with like Atlanta, Chicago, Minnesota, who else have I talked to? Miami. I believe the East-West game, maybe I talked to the Colts. I don't know, it's hard to keep track of them all. It's just, you know, and it's also not so much just talking to coaches, just with the popularity of the coverage all around, so helps me out. They have it on our UW website. They're supposed to somewhere around there. I know it isn't on YouTube or anything, but they had it. The Mountain West, the Mountain Network had it. When they were previewing it for all our games when they were covering us. But I think there is a site on our UW website, our homepage. It is pretty neat to see on film. It's pretty impressive, and especially to see, you know, when, you know, for me jumping over it, you know, you can't see, but you see somebody stand by it, stand next to it, and see where you're really getting. It's really neat to see.
How long were you personal protector?
Just this year, this season.
Were all six rushes on the thing?
They were, yes, sir.
Did you like that role?
I did. It was very, it was a great honor for me that coaches, you know, had enough. They felt they could rely on me to do, you know, to make those calls. It was really came down to, you know, if I saw something, do it. You know, if there are certain situations, hey, if they come out in this kind of rush, let's, you know, go ahead and take it. It wasn't a really from the sideline or anything. It was all based on what I saw on the field. So that was great that they, you know, they felt that they could rely on me for that.
Freeman this week's placing on special teams. Do you see that as something that's going to increase your stock?
Yes, sir. I believe it is very much. I know as a rookie, we're expected to, you know, play special teams, and I love that opportunity. It's, I think something where my first opportunity is going to be to play at the next level, and I just, you know, it's a part of the game that I love to do. It's, you know, a little something different that you kind of make play, you know, a little opportunity to make plays, and, you know, just really stand out in a whole nother way.
Were you on coverage as well?
Yes, sir. I was on the punt and cover, obviously, with a personal protector, and then kickoff cover was more of the first few years I was there. That was the only actual. I was playing full time as a safety, so the only break I really got was a kickoff.
You start 47 seconds. They all kind of run together after a while.
They start to a little bit. It gets, it definitely gets a little, you know, kind of you start losing track of things or whatever. But it's just you go into every game and it's just a blast. And I'd rather be out there every play than sitting on the bench. So.